Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the kingdom of God. We talked about the fact in 1 Chronicles 17, verse 11 and 14, where David prophesied that he would raise up his seed and establish his kingdom. The seed was Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of Jesus Christ has been established. Jesus now has been enthroned as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, as he said in John 18:36, that his kingdom is not of this world. It is a spiritual kingdom that comes from heaven. You and I enter into the kingdom the day that we're born again. We are now kings and priests unto God. We are now seated in heavenly places in Christ. We are a royal priesthood, a ruling, reigning priesthood, and the kingdom is part of our inheritance. We are heirs of the kingdom. Now, Colossians 1:13 says we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. We've come into that position of ruling and reigning. Now, the kingdom is not a dwelling place, but it is a position of rule which we stand in legally in Christ, but which we are to experientially enter into as we take the authority delegated to us and enter into ruling and reigning. The word for authority in the Greek is exousia, which literally means to be out of or to be out of ourself, because ex means out of and ousia means to be. So literally it means to be out of ourself, or the right to go beyond ourself. That's what the power of attorney is the authority is delegated to us as the power of attorney, which operates through the name of Jesus. With the authority, we have the right to rule. We have spiritual jurisdiction. We have the freedom to act and the authority for the action, and we have the right to enforce spiritual laws, to rule and reign over the enemy. And remember, with the authority delegated to us, we have the responsibility to carry out the rule and the reign of the Lord. And kingdom means a king's domain. Kings rule, and domain is a territory or realm over which kings rule. You and I are in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, so we are to rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, Luke 10:19, remember that we have authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. As we have come legally and positionally into the kingdom at the new birth, now we are to enter into it. As John 3, it said that once we're born again, now we can perceive and enter into the kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says we're to seek first the kingdom. Luke 12, the Father indicated that it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. The way we learn about the kingdom is through the word of the kingdom. Matthew 13:19 talks about those who hear the word of the kingdom. As you hear the word of the kingdom, you will understand how the kingdom operates. Now, there are prerequisites for you to enter into ruling and reigning. We saw in Matthew chapter 18, in verse 3 and 4, where you and I must humble ourselves and become as a little child if we're going to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Also, we need to let the potter have authority over us, the clay, so as we submit to his authority, he will make us a vessel of honor. We also saw from Matthew 8 with the centurion, as we are under authority to the Father in heaven and operating in authority as we speak words that release authority over the devil and over sickness, disease, and all the works of the enemy, we're going to enter into ruling and reigning. Now remember that we must obey the authorities of the land. We can't be walking in sin, otherwise we resist God and will be receiving damnation. 1 Corinthians 6, we saw how we need to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Those that walk after the flesh in the ways of sin will not inherit the kingdom of God. We saw that from 1 Corinthians 6, Galatians 5, and Ephesians 5. We also saw the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, about food and drink. Instead, it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, which is the result of you walking in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you'll have the fruits of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We also saw from Matthew 5, verse 19, where it says, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." God wants you to be a hearer and a doer of the word, and teach them to others. Now in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, remember we mentioned, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, doeth is present tense, continuous, repeated action. And then in verse 22, it goes on and says, many, that's many people, will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and cast out devils and done many wonderful works, all past tense? He says, I profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Work is a present tense verb denoting continuous repeated action. The word iniquity is anomia, which means lawlessness. So these people were working continuously lawlessness. And because of that, he said, depart from me. And he goes on to show who are the ones that really are going to enter into the kingdom of God. In verse 24, he says, therefore, tying together what he previously said with what he's about to say, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Here we see that we must be a consistent hearer and doer of the word, because heareth and doeth are present tense verbs. That's the wise man build his spiritual house upon the rock, and when the rain and the floods of the winds came against that house, it didn't fall because it was founded upon a rock. But if you're not a hearer and a doer of the word, you're foolish, you built your house on sand, and the same rain, floods, and winds that come will cause the house to fall. That shows that only the hearers and doers of the word consistently are going to be able to stand, and those are the ones that are going to enter into the kingdom and the rule and the reign of God. All those that are working lawlessness and are not hearing and doing the word, they are going to have a great fall, and hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We also saw from Matthew 13:34, the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey. He left his house, gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. The Son of Man is Jesus. The far journey is he went back to heaven. He left his house. It's a spiritual house. That's us, the church. Gave authority to his servants. That's us. And to every man his work. Every one of us has a work to do. One of the things we do is working out our salvation with fear and trembling, so we've got to do the work in our own life. Also, we do his works as we minister to others, so it's important that we not only work out our own salvation, but also do the works of God with the authority delegated to us as we take dominion over the enemy and destroy the works of the enemy, and we rule and reign through the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, in Proverbs 12:22, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the sloth shall be under tribute. They'll be under bondage. So you're going to have to be diligent to do what God says. You can't be lazy and slothful. Only the diligent will rule and reign. Mark 10:24, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. You trust in riches, then you're not going to be able to enter in, because remember the one who followed after the deceitfulness of riches, he has the word choked out of him, and he does not bring forth any fruit to perfection. Therefore, if you trust in riches, you're going to be walking in the ways of sin, you're not going to have fruit in your life in the word of God, and you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. Now in Daniel chapter 7, the Bible says, there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion's an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And he said, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. That's us. You and I are to take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Now, if we're going to be able to enter into the rule and the reign of God, we're going to have to do what the Word says. Now, Hebrews 12:28 says this, wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. The word receiving is the Greek word lambano, that means taking hold of. Wherefore, we, taking hold of a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably. So you're to take hold of the kingdom, and you are to serve God. It's very important that you deny yourself, and you cannot be walking in your own ways. You must deny yourself and crucify the flesh daily and follow him, serving him as you are operating in the kingdom of the Lord. Luke 16:16 says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. The word presseth is biadza, which means to force your way into something with violence. The kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God is preached, and now every man, that's every one of us, are to press and force with violence our way into it, because you're going to take authority over the enemy. You're going to fight the good fight of faith. You're going to war good warfare. You put on the armor of God for warfare against your enemies. In Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wrestling is contending with an adversary. So you and I are to enter into the warfare intercession and war against these spirits in the heavenlies. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The word heaven here is plural in the Greek. It says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom or the rule and the reign of the heavens is suffering violence or is being invaded, and the violent or the invaders are taking it or seizing it by force. You and I are to enter into ruling and reigning. In Matthew 16:19, he says this, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The word heaven, used three times in this verse, is plural in the Greek. It means heavens. So this says that God has given us the keys or means of access to the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of the heavens. How are you going to enter into the kingdom or the rule and the reign of the heavens? You're going to bind from earth. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens, plural. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. You and I are to enter into ruling and reigning as we take authority over the enemy and bind, which means to tie up, and loose, which means to untie. We also are to enter into the kingdom as we cast out the devils out of ourselves and out of every other believer who will receive deliverance from the demonic strongholds that have come into their life from inheritance or sin or victimization. In Matthew 12:28, the Bible says this, But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. So we're going to cast them out, and that brings the rule and the reign of God unto us. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10, he says, See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, as well as to build and to plant. You and I have authority, and we're going to use the authority delegated to us to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down these spirits in the heavenlies, and we're going to build and plant the things of the Lord to bring forth the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 says, Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness. That's exactly what you and I are to do. We are to use our faith, and we're going to subdue the kingdoms of the enemy, and we're going to see the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ come into manifestation. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 19 says, I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. The rule and the reign of God is not just in speaking words, but it's going to be in a manifestation and a demonstration of power and of the Spirit. As you take hold of these principles and do them, you're going to enter into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.